From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people on Wednesday, even as Iran's state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. In a Twitter comment, the president said, "Such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time." It's not immediately clear what assistance Trump had in mind. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed five men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali service reporter Mohammed Olan Hassan reports.
The five men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Omar also told VOA Somali that 500 residents watched the executions. They were the first carried out by al-Shabaab in the new year. And police in Peru say the death toll from an accident involving a passenger bus that went over a steep cliff near the capital Lima has now climbed to 48. Police say the bus, carrying 50 passengers, was hit by a trailer truck Tuesday and skidded off the road and over a cliff down to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The accident happened at a dangerous turn in the road known as the Devil's Curve. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. China's ban on the domestic ivory trade has come into effect after being announced at the end of 2016. Some African conservationists are calling it the best news for elephants in years, but there is concern that the market will shift to nearby countries. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
China announced the ban at the end of 2016 and put it into effect at the end of 2017, surprising those who thought it might take up to 5 years. Conservationists are optimistic, although they say it is too early to predict how it will be enforced. Save the Elephants CEO Frank Pope believes the ban could prove transformational for the fortunes of elephants, but gives one caveat.
As you squeeze the balloon of the Chinese trade, you're going to see secondary markets popping up around the borders. And that's what we're already seeing in Vietnam, in Laos, in Myanmar, and even in Hong Kong, which functions as external to China. All of these places have markets that have boomed with the restrictions, the looming restrictions in China.
Like his conservation colleagues, Philip Maruthi, Vice President of Species Conservation at the African Wildlife Foundation, also praises the ban and notes the importance of preventing the market from shifting to other locations. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A suicide bomber attacked a mosque in Nigeria's northern Borno state Wednesday, killing at least 10 people. Witnesses say the attacker entered the mosque in the town of Gamboru shortly before dawn prayers and detonated his explosives, reducing the building to rubble. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, but it does bear the hallmark of Boko Haram. Five Kenyan police officers are dead after their vehicle was attacked by members of the al-Shabaab Islamic militant group Wednesday. Officials say three police reservists and two senior officers were killed as they were traveling in the northern county of Mandera near the shared border with Somalia. North Korea reopened a cross-border communications channel with South Korea Wednesday, the first significant sign the two countries are seeking to improve relations after years of rising tensions. South Korean officials say they received a call from their North Korean counterparts over the hotline based in the border village of Panmunjom, located in the demilitarized zone that separates the north and the south. The hotline had been dormant since February 2016. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.